Thanks so much for coming here today, Lieutenant Governor.
You're welcome. No, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me, Sharon.
You were in town and you're here in the region speaking at the Northwest Indiana Forum. Would you like to give us a recap of what you talked about?
Well, thank you. I would appreciate it. You know, one of the reasons I was here was to speak to your leadership forum. And one of the messages that I carried to them is that Governor Holcomb and I are so proud of the success that we are seeing here in Northwest Indiana. In fact, one of my favorite presidents, Abraham Lincoln, said that some achieve great success is proof to all that others can achieve it. And here in Northwest Indiana, you have achieved great success and you're proof to the rest of the state that they too can achieve it. And I see that a success in the partnerships that are established and then the projects that result in those partnerships between my agencies and Northwest Indiana. And so to give you a few examples, I head up the Office of Community and Rural Affairs, and that agency works with Indiana communities to build relevant and economically thriving places where people want to live, work, and grow. And so one of the partnerships that we've had have resulted in improvements in nearby communities here. So the Miller Beach Arts and Creative District in Gary, Indiana, and then the Town Theater in Highland, both were a result, those improvements and those projects were a result of a partnership between my agency and Northwest Indiana. I also head up Housing and Community Development Authority here in Indiana. And that agency's mission is to provide housing opportunities, promote self-sufficiency, and strengthen communities. And so what I reported today was that we have invested over $456 million in Lake and surrounding counties over the past 10 years. And that has resulted in over $1 billion in economic impact and has helped foster an environment that has created nearly 4,000 jobs. There are many, many other examples. And for instance, I'm Secretary of Agriculture and Rural Development. And when I talk to people about business, they don't often think of agriculture, but agriculture is big business in Indiana. Contributes over $31 billion to our state's economy. And so there is a Indiana-grown branding program through the Department of Agriculture that actually promotes and supports Indiana-grown and produced agriculture products. And so what I shared with them is I was visiting, after the speech, I was going to visit the Albanese Confectionery, which is an Indiana grown member, and I tell you, I almost didn't think I was going to get out of there. It is so it's so incredible and so such a wonderful asset, not just from an Indiana grown perspective by supporting Indiana products and producing them, but also from a tourism aspect. And I do head up tourism in the state of Indiana. And so one of the projects that we have had and have worked on with your South Shore Convention and Visitors Association is we have been promoting assets that are bringing tax dollars here to Northwest Indiana. And in fact, tourism is integral to Northwest Indiana, bringing $1.3 billion to Lake Porter and LaPorte counties annually, and it supports more than 20,000 jobs across Northwest Indiana. So also gave kudos and compliments to Congressman Visklosky for his efforts to take the Indiana Dunes National Lake Shore and make it our 60th national park, and have actually been in conversation and have attempted to help in that effort. So just really excited about all that we are seeing here in Northwest Indiana. And the General Assembly passed an incredibly innovative and forward-thinking infrastructure improvement plan this past session, which provides for long-term funding so that we can maintain what we have and we can complete what we started. What that infrastructure plan is going to result here in Lake County is over $147 million in road projects. That means that equates to 310 miles of lane miles resurfaced and 61 bridges here in Lake County repaired or rehabilitated. So a lot of progress. So South Shoreline, you know, the passage of a bill to allow future funding for that. I mean, all these things that are happening in Northwest Indiana are not due to government, but they're due to the hardworking men and women in the area, the hardworking men and women who are taking the risks and making the sacrifices to move Northwest Indiana forward and move our state forward. And what I always try to remind people is what is truly great about Northwest Indiana are her people. And they're the ones that are making things happen. And here in Indiana, our pioneering spirit is alive and well because as Hoosiers, we work hard, we're independent, and we understand what matters. And just as people in Northwest Indiana work day in and day out to leave their space better for their children and grandchildren, Governor Holcomb and I are proud to work alongside them to leave our state better for future generations. So a lot of good things happening in Northwest Indiana, and I'm excited about where they're going to continue to go in the future.
The money that you spoke of, is that the money that's for the infrastructure improvements? Is that coming from the new gas tax? And then there was also probably money in place before that was implemented, right?
Yes, it's correct. It is coming from what was passed this past session. And so that is money that locals hadn't planned on achieving and the state hadn't planned on having. But it was because of the action by the Indiana General Assembly. And I'll share this with you too, Sharon. I have been associated with the Indiana General Assembly for 12 years, 8 years as a state representative, 3 years as auditor of state, and then this past session as the lieutenant governor and president of the Senate. And I have never experienced a more collaborative civil session in my life. And I attribute that to the leadership of Governor Holcomb, but also to the bipartisan collaboration of the Indiana General Assembly. And I'll share a funny little story. Out of all my constitutional and statutory duties, probably the one I enjoy the most this time of year is being president of the Senate. So when we go into session in January, I actually conduct the Senate. And I will share with you that as a former state representative for 8 years, it is so gratifying to finally be in charge of the senators.
Good for you. Congratulations on that. About the 2018 upcoming session, what are the biggest goals and what are the biggest items on the agenda? Did you want to talk about that?
Well, workforce training, one of our pillars and one that has taken kind of a front seat in this particular upcoming session, is preparing and training a 21st century workforce so that they are prepared for the jobs, the high-paying jobs that require the skills that we have today. And so the governor has proposed and is creating a cabinet-level position to coordinate those efforts and to put more emphasis on workforce training. And what he is proposing is that in the past, all the training and all of the workforce training and education came from state directives. So it came from the top down. He talks about we're inverting that model. And what we want is we want regions to determine what is necessary and what kind of training is necessary to meet the needs of their employers in their areas and to employ their people. And then the funding and the training will be tailored to meet those needs. So that is going to be a big, big emphasis in this session. In addition to that, the opioid crisis and fighting drug addiction, 1 out of 5 Hoosiers face either addiction or mental illness. And so it is important that we attack this problem on all fronts, and so there will be additional action within the General Assembly to address the opioid epidemic. And then, of course, there's always the discussion of Sunday sales and cold beer.
All right. Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about that maybe I haven't asked you about that you wanted to mention?
No, I just thank you for having me on your show, and also for it is my life's greatest honor to serve as the 52nd Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Indiana. And as a young girl growing up in Evansville, I never dreamt that my life's journey would take me to this place at this historic time in our state's history. But I'm honored to be able to serve, and thank you for the opportunity to visit with your constituents.
You're the head of so many organizations and departments. How do you find the time to do it all? I mean, how do you wear so many hats?
I have very good employees, and I have high energy level, and I enjoy life. Life's a celebration, and you know, you take a day at a time, and just being able to be in a position to impact policy and to weigh in on issues that can impact Hoosiers' lives is an extremely important responsibility and one I take seriously. So we just find the time to do what we need to do to serve Hoosiers.
So how was growing up in Evansville? It's right on the river, right?
Down south.
Evansville's on the river, and you know, that's why I love the region. It reminds me so much of Southwest Indiana and my home because we are far removed from the capital.
Do we have the same time zone?
And we both have Central. Yes.
But you were going to say, what else?
Well, we're independent. We border other states, you know, and so we're pretty independent. And then I was also going to say we're all in the same time zone, so you got to love that.
Wow. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.